This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was creatures on the earth. According to the Greeks and the Persians, they believe that before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, they were titans that used to live on the face of this earth. But what we Muslims believe, as Ibn Kathir says, that before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, before Allah created Adam alayhi salam, Allah the Almighty, He created creatures, hinkind and binkind. After praising the King of all kings, the master of the day of judgment, the one, the only, Allah Azza wa Jalla the mighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the Prophets, leader of the Prophets, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muslims, many of you may have questions, and many Muslims do. Muslims who research, many emails I get, messages, WhatsApp, they ask about regarding that what happened before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, yes, my brothers, there was creatures on the earth. According to the Greeks and the Persians, they believe that before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, they were titans that used to live on the face of this earth. But what we Muslims believe, as Ibn Kathir says, that before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, before Allah created Adam alayhi salam, Allah the Almighty, He created creatures, hinkind and binkind. And they lived on the earth. They caused corruption. They caused havoc. They caused bloodshed like no one ever did. And they used to be such creatures. They were like jinns. They used to use their hands and feet, and they used to walk and crawl on the earth. They were strong and powerful. But when they start causing corruption, when they start causing havoc, Allah the Almighty, He sent the angels to deal with them. The angels descend. They come from the heavens and they destroy them one by one until they all scatter and run away. And then Allah the Almighty, He created jinn kind. The jinn kind, they lived on the earth and they became the dominating group, nation on the earth. Binkind, hinkind. They tried to fight the jinns, but the jinns overpowered them, so they all scattered all over the place. And from amongst them was none other than Iblis, who was from the jinn. And the jinns were created from smokeless fire. And Allah created them to worship Allah. They lived, and they live a very long time. They could transform into animals. They could transform into snakes, into dogs. They could transform into humans. They could come into your thoughts. They could come into your sleep and come in the form of people in your dreams. Two people, Allah Azza wa Jalla the Mighty, created them from smokeless fire. This creation is such a creation that people in this day and age, they capture them and control them by using them and abusing them, by making them possess people. And this is how they do black magic. They use the jinns, what are the shayateens, because they're evil, and the evil doing has given them the title shayateens. They use the shayateens to go around, possess people, destroy people's homes, cause arguments between husband and wife, cause doubt, cause corruption, and cause mischief amongst them. And the jinns, some are worshippers, some are Christians, some are Muslims, some are Hindus, but many of them even came to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and listened to the Quran when the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting it. And inshallah, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, I will continue to talk about jinn and what they have done and how people use them to destroy people's lives. So till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.